contain a fire that originally started at just around 100 acres and quickly spread to 10,000 acres and counting. And what's making this fire particularly difficult for firefighters to contain is the topography. It's a very mountainous region.
Fox's Jeff Paul. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat and humidity and thunderstorms. In fact, the storms will be in ample supply, I think, today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Scattered to numerous storms. A couple of those could be on the strong side with locally heavy downpours. Mid-90s today, low to mid-90s tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices, and lows at night around 75. Then looking to the weekend, still some scattered afternoon and evening storms on Saturday, but not as many. And the storms become widely scattered by Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now, election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations 1 star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to keep you going. And we have the right oil, right filter, right price every day to keep your vehicle going. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Pennzoil Platinum, or Castrol Edge with a Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Land that I love. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 40 points. Let me check out the temperature while I bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
A festive 90 degrees outside.
Mm.
Boy, have I had a morning today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up and started getting things ready. Had to go to the doctor to get my blood work and all that kind of stuff done. So I did that at 7 o'clock, left at 6:40. And the traffic at 6:40 in the morning, I couldn't believe how busy it was.
Hmm.
No school, no. Just like, let's get out and drive around, honey. I mean, come on. Let's go tie up the roads. Then I got back and working on the show. Internet goes out.
Mm.
Stock market is a wild day today, and so I have about of a whole bunch of stocks that I watch. I have 10, which is an unusual number, 10 that were really moving along. And so internet went out, so I'm trying to make trades doing the hotspot of my phone. And then also trying to produce the show.
Mm.
Also waiting on the Sears repairman.
Mm.
Who comes in and looks at the refrigerator and says, yep, your compressor's out. Okay.
Thanks.
You know what, Sherlock? He said, well, you have to call LG. Went, oh, God. So I'm going to have to sit on the phone and call LG, give them the information, and see if they will now get this bad boy fixed. I'm tired of living out of an ice cooler.
Yeah. You know, I believe you.
I mean, if it was nothing but beer and pizza, I'd be fine. But life is more than beer and pizza, Joey.
It is?
You didn't. But you already knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, I've gotten over that phase.
You have? That's good. Good for you. So what did you think of Kamala?
I thought there were no unforced errors necessarily to speak of, but I found the speech was kind of weak. And the things that Biden kind of went over the top on was weak. You know, there were certain parts that were good. They told the story and the connections well. But it was kind of sleepy and boring. And not, you know, for all the talk of the vision they have, it didn't seem like a very visionary speech.
No, it's just to criticize Donald Trump. I mean,
right.
Basically, when you go back, and we're going to do some of that today, and you take it apart, it's basically, you need to elect us because Donald Trump is so bad that you've got to elect us.
Right.
And some of the dumb stuff, I mean, and we're going to get to one of those cuts is that, you know, and I said to Kamala that what Brock asked me one thing, what would you like? He said, I would like to be the last person in the room when you're making a decision to talk to you about it.
Hmm.
Do you remember the biggest decision that Barack Obama made?
Yes.
Getting bin Laden. Do you remember who told him not to go do that? Joe Biden.
Good old Joe.
So maybe Kamala would do as well as Joe Biden in this whole thing.
Yeah, and then he opened his campaign with this. The Charlottesville thing has driven me crazy for
years. And it's so misrepresented, so misused.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe the currency that has continued to have. I can, given the general narratives, but in the sense that of how it defines the moment here in America just seems so overwrought to me. Very frustrating.
Yeah, it's and he's banking on that. And the reason he is getting away with so much stuff is because of the damn media. They look the other way. They give him a pass. They don't challenge him on anything. And if you go back and you listen to the tape of Donald Trump talking about that, he clearly says there are good people on both sides of the argument about Robert E. Lee's statue.
Yes.
That's what he was saying.
Exactly.
He was not taking out the people with the torches. He didn't isolate those people.
Right.
But it's the damn media. And the media is, you're going to hear Howard Kurtz talk about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and send that to you, even though I've got other stuff I've got to send you. New York Times has got her on the front page, above the fold, a half page, a big photograph. three columns along the top, all articles about how great she is, what an outstanding choice it was that Joe Biden made. And when I listened to her and what she said, and that I'm an attorney and this is an open and closed case, open and shut case. Well, you know, there's one thing that if it's open and shut case, then you tell that to the public, let them just be the jury, and they decide. But let me tell you something. If they don't agree with you, then you're a damn liar. You are so full of, you know what, it's unbelievable. That's why the bravado that was there would really hack me off.
And I think them banking on the politics around the pandemic.
That was dumb?
Yes, because dumb. The events hurt Trump. The events of the pandemic definitely hurt Trump. But the events can change.
Well, they are changing. We had under a million unemployed first claim filers, and that's great.
Exactly.
That is great. But they made a sound, and he drove the economy in the ground. No, he didn't. It sounded like he's got a hammer, and he's just driving it. Yeah, I'm going to beat the hell out of this economy. I hate economies. I'm going to kill this economy. I mean, it's not even logical. It's nonsensical what they're trying to sell the public. And the media just, she was so wonderful. What an incredible pick. What a, just an outstanding pick. Gosh, it was the Obama stuff again. He's just how great he is, how dynamic, how together, how clean, in the words of Joe Biden. It just is just absolutely drives me nuts. Let me go to a break. Come back. Back 40. That's a great name. Going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes, boys and girls. Mortgage Corporation of the South, you need to have your home refinanced. Tell you the interest rates are spectacular. I'm a financial advisor in real life. That's what I do to make extra money. And I'll tell you, I've never seen it like this. And, you know, I have clients that call me up and say, should I refinance again? I say, well, what's your number? And I tell them what the difference is between the number and, you know, tell them to go to Mortgage Corporation in the South because their closing rates are very reasonable. And if you can get the closing costs at this number, then it's worth it. So I'm just kind of blown away. I mean, I'm going to be saving a bunch of money. 5679000, John Williams Mortgage Corporation of the South. The guy with big ideas, big helping hands up on the mountain in Wetumpka. Let's go to Back 40. Back 40, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi. I have a little Kamala Harris reminder for you and your listeners.
Yeah.
And a question.
Mm-hmm.
They said, New York Times said she was a perfect candidate. She's the one that during the Democrat primary said, when we get elected, we're going after Trump supporters. We're going to come to you and get you. Remember her saying that? And I'm bringing that up again. Yeah. And my question for you is, Biden says he's a transition candidate. Transitioning into what? And I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you.
That's a great point. I'll tell you something. It's interesting terminology that the media is using. And it's not a talking point. I think it's coming naturally. I noticed several times on MSNBC and CNN, they use the Harris-Biden label. And what a problem that they, back for that was a great line of questioning there. A problem that I really picked up with is that when we're looking at the VP, we're likely looking at a future presidential candidate. And do you want that person as a future presidential candidate? Because as an incumbent and a very unusual one-term president, and with a VP succeeding them, that's an unusual match. And if she didn't have any opposition, I would think that the same concept of an incumbent president would hold for a vice president. When I started kind of thinking through the machinations of it, that came to mind. And so I think she may get a little too far out in front and could be a really good wingman or woman. But if she does this too much, if she goes a little too far out there, and she's got a lot to answer for, I think she could have some problems here.
Right.
I think that's concerning. You just saw the unfavorable numbers on her. And her favorable is not that high. And she was, to me, the most known Democrat that was running in the primary part, other than Joe Biden himself, because he had so much history.
Well, and it shows, like, you can't develop, and maybe a little bit, you can develop charisma, but she seems like a smart, competent person, obviously. You don't become Attorney General and Senator, you know, that as quick as she did without being smart and competent. But, you know, the charisma, say, a Barack Obama had, it's why how I tried to watch yesterday, Dan, where even when I just couldn't stand Obama anymore, I'd still get caught up sometimes in the rhetoric.
Right.
He was very effective at that. And yesterday, you know, her own bio and the American success story of her life is great. But beyond that, it kind of just doesn't land in the same way an Obama speech would.
I'll tell you one thing. If that would have been a Republican talking, and that Republican would have said, I talk to Bo Biden every single day. Remember her saying that?
Yes.
As soon as she said that, I said, no, you didn't. And if that were a Republican, the press would be going, we need the call records. We want to see that. And do a release of the call records in that time. Because it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
It was 3 years ago. When she elected, she was elected in 2016, right?
Right.
No, so it was 5 years ago. You know, see, if that were a Republican, that's what they would do. Because I believe when she said that, that was a strictly Kamala Harris kind of lie, fudging it to make me look better. I'm gonna put some mortar between these bricks to make that wall a little more apparent to you, to make it a little more pleasing. That's what, and she does that all the time, all the time. And that's what is going to be one of her biggest problems. Is she going to have somebody that's going to keep her on a tight leash? Because I think she could be a problem. Okay, so Ron Myers on the Harris announcement.
No real leadership or plan from the President of the United States how to get this pandemic under control.
We're reeling from the worst public health crisis in a century. We have a president who cares more about himself than the people who elected him.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris taking the stage for the first time together. The pair wasting no time slamming the president.
So how did they do at their first campaign event? Political analyst Ron Meyer joins us now to weigh in. Ron, thanks for being here. How'd it go?
Oh, I think it was interesting. You know, I would say that we got a pretty good idea of how this campaign is going to go from here on out. And it was really sort of a more negative message attacking President Trump more than any sort of positive vision. And you're sort of left at the end wondering, is this really the best ticket the Democrats could put together to take on Donald Trump? And I think the answer to that is no. The vision for the Democrats and for Kamala Harris and for Joe Biden is clear. Essentially pin the COVID crisis and all of its economic impacts on President Trump. At one point, Senator Harris said that President Trump basically caused all 165,000 deaths. And while I think that there are right critiques of the handling of this crisis, I don't think anyone thinks that he's responsible for all of the death and all of the economic impacts. And some of these things seem really pretty much like over-the-top attacks. And I think people sort of think that the way to take on President Trump is with level-headed leadership rather than exaggerations. And that speech was filled with exaggerations and filled with over-the-top attacks. And so it's going to be a really interesting race from here on out. Because I think the Democrats are sort of taking a more risky strategy, and Senator Harris is going to embody that, and she's clearly going to play the typical vice presidential role of largely attacking the other ticket.
Right.
Even though I think she had the opportunity to lay out a really positive vision given her background.
And I absolutely agree. I don't know who this guy is, but he was really good. I went and found some YouTubes on him. He's been out there before. He's been on Fox, but he does some YouTubes that kind of gives his opinion of different things. But that's the whole thing. They're trying. The whole premise is tear Trump down. Well, if you haven't already torn him down, then something's wrong then. And the problem is, when you say he beat the economy down in the ground, you're going to have people that are going to have to believe that. And that all these people died because of him, but only two people died of Ebola during Joe Biden's time. Let me tell you what, if I were Donald Trump, I'd get some prestigious physician, scientist, doctor, just to beat the hell out of that one. And I would do this, if I were in the campaign in advance, I'd say, I dare her to say that again. We'll find out where she says it, and then we'll fly a truckload of people in there and just beat it up. Do it from the local, regional, national news. So it's going to really be interesting to see how the media is going to play this, because Donald Trump is still dominating the news. I mean, Joe Biden gets a fraction of what Donald Trump does. But the problem is that Donald Trump news ends up, if it's on ABC, NBC, and CBS, becomes negative news. They always will do this negative piece of the story. You'll hear that in the CBS pieces. So they always throw a negative part out there. But the local stuff, if I were, again, running his surrogate operation, I would get him in every local big media market I possibly could. Get him in Atlanta, get him in Charlotte, get him in, you know, Ohio, major Cincinnati type thing, and I would be doing local stuff, and they'll play it portal to portal. Going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show, back after this.
Dan Morris
Morris Show.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic. Oh, rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic. And you, and your sweet design, you took me.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contract-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC Voice.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat and humidity and thunderstorms. In fact, the storms will be in ample supply, I think, today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Scattered to numerous storms, a couple of those could be on the strong side with locally heavy downpours. Mid-90s today, low to mid-90s tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices, and lows at night around 75. Then looking to the weekend, still some scattered afternoon and evening storms on Saturday, but not as many. And the storms become widely scattered by Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, we're doing the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing, gift card drawing, 105 today. If you want to get in, well, you better call. Of course, we always have this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. Let's go to Grandpa. Grandpa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm hot, man. Just got through cutting grass. But I've listened to you while I was cutting. Hey, I guess three things. First, most important, can I get into Sweet Creek drawing?
Give me your month and day of birth.
9/28.
Okay.
Secondly, I can't watch much of Kamala Harris because it just makes
me... Berkshire, huh?
Yeah, man. But I just have an observation. Did you notice that she... Maybe, I'm thinking she's getting her training from Obama himself. I noticed the part that I watched, she raised her finger, and she used one of his catchphrases, "Let me make it perfectly clear," which he used to say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of her inflection and the way she delivers what she's saying, it reminded me of Obama just right down the line there. So I don't know if you've noticed that, maybe she's getting some training from him or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a Obama-esque as much as it is a very effective speaking style that people use.
Yes, okay. Well, the other thing I have, and I'll hang up and wait for your answer. I think we're all certain that Biden's going to give it up eventually after the election or whatever, and she'll become president. So I'm sure there's a process in place, but does Pelosi become president, vice president?
No.
No.
What happens is the Biden would step down, she would become president, and then she would appoint a vice president.
Probably AOC.
Oh, my God. Bite your tongue, Grandpa.
Yes, sir. I will right now. All right. Join the show. Y'all have a good day.
Be careful. Get some cool water for yourself there.
Yes.
Yeah, don't even say that, or Bernie Sanders, and we'll get kind of double.
Yeah, I was asking earlier today, who's going to be on leash duty for AOC at the convention?
She's going to speak, but she only gets to speak for 60 seconds. She gets to nominate Bernie Sanders.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder if she's going to stretch that 60 seconds.
I think she'll probably cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's her given right.
Sure.
Reparation. For the way she was treated. Let's go back to Ron Myers here. He's going to be talking about the Biden policy differences.
Well, Ron, I think maybe it's fair to say, tell me if I'm wrong here, that there are still more questions than answers at this point, because if you look at some of their policy differences, I think a lot of people are looking or are asking what this administration, if they are to get this election, what it would look like. Let's pull up some of their policy differences here. And you can see there are a number of them. Of these listed, what is most significant to you?
Well, I think the one that's most interesting is probably healthcare. You know, Kamala Harris was an original sponsor of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All socialized single-payer medicine bill. And Biden obviously has opposed that from day one, took a more moderate stance on health care. But it's not just health care. There's really pretty much, if you go down almost every significant issue like you all have up on the screen, it's, you know, from immigration to social policy to taxation, they've pretty much never agreed on anything. Even with the response to COVID, Senator Harris proposed giving everyone a $2,000 per month payment until the crisis is over. And that's obviously not something that Vice President Biden has proposed. And so, you know, this is somewhat typical with presidential tickets where there's some difference between the president and the vice president, but there's a pretty stark contrast here. The only place they seem to be aligned is their history on criminal justice issues, which is pretty hard line considering, you know, obviously Vice President Biden wrote the Clinton crime bill. And Senator Harris enforced it pretty harshly in California, which is one of the reasons why she was forced to drop out when Tulsi Gabbard hit her very hard on that during the debate.
You know, and again, the comparison is, how is the media handling this? They went in and they spent a week talking about the differences of Michael Pence and Donald Trump. I mean, it was just all constantly. All the MSNBC, CNN, you know, panel discussions were on that. Meet the Press was on that. How can they get along? They're so different. They, you know, Donald Trump normally doesn't work well with other people, which I think is totally false. But they're not doing any of that. And they're still trying to carry the moderate mantra. They're trying to say that she's moderate. She is rated, voted, and ranked the most liberal member of the Senate. Out of 100, she's number one.
Even more liberal than Crazy Bernie and Pocahontas.
I mean, you got Bernie. You got some pretty crazy people out there. I mean, Elizabeth Warren isn't exactly a middle-of-the-road kind of person. So if you're to the left of Elizabeth Warren, you're out there. Man. So let's hit this guy one more time. Actually, maybe two more times. No, one more time. He's going to be talking about if they win, who fills Kamala's seat. You can hear some names I've mentioned.
Yep. Ron, speaking of California, if Biden wins, who fills Kamala Harris' Senate seat?
If Biden wins, who will fill it? I think that the names people will focus on are people like Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. If those folks were to be nominated by the Democrats in California, it could make it very competitive. But I think the more likely chance is that Democrats will nominate someone like a Katie Porter. And Katie Porter, I think, would be pretty difficult to beat for Republicans in a blue state like California. But what I will say is this: when the presidential party switches, so if Vice President Biden were to beat President Trump, a lot of time there's a lot of energy on the other side. And this will be a special election next year if those circumstances happen. And so you never know. And it's always interesting to watch. I mean, look at Alabama for the way Republicans lost it just a couple of years ago to Senator Jones. And so it's still a good race to watch, I think, if it ends up happening, especially if they nominate someone who's a lightning rod like an Adam Schiff or Stalwell.
Is Adam Schiff or Swalwell? Please, Lord, help me. It'd be good if they ran, but I'm sorry, I think they might win. But I assume that they would be in the office, and then they would have this special election like he mentioned. And then they do this kind of weird deal. They take the top two people, whether they're Republican, both Republican or both Democrat, top two people, and then those are that's your choice. It's not a Republican against a Democrat. It's not a nominee against a nominee. It's the top two people that vote. Now, that can work out well, so you don't have too many Republicans running. But if you have a bunch of Democrats running, you're going to have a high likelihood of having a Republican in there. So with that, there was another little piece that was good here. Let's listen to Peter Ducey on the Biden-Harris announcement.
We followed Kamala Harris a lot on the campaign trail. She always had her own catchphrases. But yesterday, we saw for the first time she is beginning to adopt Joe Biden's catchphrases, like a pledge to build back better.
This is what happens when we elect a guy who just isn't up for the job. Our country ends up in tatters, and so does our reputation around the world. But let's be clear, this election isn't just about defeating Donald Trump or Mike Pence. It's about building this country back better.
And this was a first in the era of COVID-19, an event where Joe Biden needs to appear in person with someone he hasn't been quarantining with. You would expect applause and pauses in the remarks so that supporters can clap or cheer, but all that was missing because they spoke in a mostly empty room. The only people in there were about 24 members of the media, some campaign staff, and some Secret Service, and it seemed like it all made for a more emotional moment, particularly when Harris spoke about her relationship with Biden's late son, Beau. And Joe Biden is a guy that knows a lot about being someone's running mate. So he's got some ideas about what makes a good one.
When I agreed to serve as President Obama's running mate, he asked me a number of questions, as I've asked Kamala. But the most important was, he said to me, he asked me what I wanted, most importantly. I told him I wanted to be the last person in the room before he made important decisions. That's what I asked Kamala. I asked Kamala to be the last voice in the room.
And about an hour and 20 minutes after that, Biden and Harris popped up at a virtual fundraiser. The two of them raised $26 million in 24 hours since announcing. And just at that event, 200,000 people sent money. It added up to about $9.6 million. And we do expect to see the Democratic ticket together again today while they get a briefing about COVID-19.
That part about... you know, the last person out of the room when you're making a decision. Somebody didn't think through that one very well. Because the question is going to be, other than Osama bin Laden, what other decisions were you the last person in the room that you disagreed with the president? And his only answer to that could be, well, that's between the president and myself. But I just, that was a young staffer who didn't remember that time frame and put that in there, and Biden wasn't smart enough to cherry pick that out. That tells me that either he's just buying whatever they put in the sandwich, he's going to eat it.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
And or he's not engaged, and they're just putting stuff in the sandwich, and he's kind of robotic. And that was a very robotic speech to me of Biden. I mean, he tried to punch it up, but it just didn't land. It didn't seem honest to me.
You won't even meet with the leadership. It's like, what are you talking about, man? Like, come on, man.
I know, just, come on, man. Because they say it doesn't mean it is true. That needs to be the line for the Harris-Biden ticket. It's whatever they say, it doesn't mean that it is true. And press, media out there, start fact-checking them, please. You go out of your way on Donald Trump or anybody in the Trump administration, but they give you stuff every single day to hang your hat on, and you need to start doing your job. You're the fourth estate, but you're too commercial. Man, I like it during the pamphlet days in the Revolutionary War. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't wait to get outside and get busy getting ready for hunting season. How about you?
This is going
to
be my first year growing my own plots, and I know there isn't a magic bullet.
You're right. That's why I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Autauga County Agricultural Center August 13th. They have the suppliers for their seed, attractives, hunting houses, and more there to answer questions. They're offering big discounts to folks that attend and order early. And the wife likes winning door prizes.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 13th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Autaugaville Ag Center on Highway 14. Admission is free. Call 365-5400 for details.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't forget, we're doing the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing at the beginning of next hour. If you want to get in, you better let me know. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How in the world are you, my friend?
Good afternoon, my friend. I hope you are well.
I'm doing great. Are you keeping your team nice and cool and completely drinking a lot of fluids?
Oh, yeah. We've got them in air-conditioned bubbles.
I like that.
If only there were such. No, we just we provide all the ice they can use and encourage them to just hydrate and hydrate and then hydrate some more.
Well, they're all over the place. I see them all the time, particularly when I'm out of East Chase.
We've got some presents, no doubt.
And without a doubt.
Hey, I'm just wondering, you just played a Biden clip when he was with Carmela or however you pronounce
Kamala.
Her name. But that's the point. He called her.
He misspelled
Kamala.
Yeah, he misspelled her. Now, will the obnoxious guy that called out Tucker Carlson, is he going to call out Joe Biden? Because, I mean,
exactly.
He was obnoxious.
That's what I'm wondering.
He was obnoxious.
Is anybody going to say that? He said her name again moments later and corrected it.
Yeah.
But you're not, based on the guy talking to Tucker Carlson, you're not supposed to say that, are you?
No. And he called Tucker out.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess if someone mispronounced your name and called you Don rather than Dan, that would that disrespect you?
That, Dan? Yeah, there you go. I would say they probably have a hearing impediment or something.
Well, they'll call a special committee and you know there's another in line to just derail things and delay things.
That's them. That's all they want to do.
Hey, if they would just offer a smidgen of assistance while they're doing all this other BS, you know, a number of things would still get done.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. They are not interested in actually having government work for people or do what they need to be doing. Their whole thing is power and getting it back.
Precisely. I don't know why that's difficult for folks to see, but it sure seems to be.
Yep.
Well, hey, guys. Great show. Continue on. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you, buddy. Indy.
What's going on, Dan?
Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up,
beautiful.
Thursday.
But talking about, so Joseph made a decision. So you got Mr. P-Pad and Mrs. Knee-Pad. So. Something to look forward to with this upcoming year. But I wanted to talk about something else. It was this morning on your early show, Coast to Coast, and they had a doctor on there. I think he was a doctor, but he was just really very versed in this COVID stuff. But he was talking about New York City and how bad it has gotten in New York City now under Cuomo and what its blunders have and what they've led to in that city. And he was talking about the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where the five-star hotels, you know, of course, you got to have a 14-day quarantine if you're in the city, or you're going to come to see the city or leave. So nobody's going.
Yeah, but nobody's going.
He said it's so bad there now that the five-star hotels, I guess they're getting government money for this.
They
I
are.
I don't know. But the homeless people are staying in these five-star hotels for $175 a night.
Yes.
And they're not even staying in them.
Bill de Blasio cut a deal with the hotels to move the homeless people in there, excuse me, so they wouldn't be in the subway areas.
And he said it's so bad that what these people are doing, and he talked about the crime. He said it's going to, New York City, within a year, will be just like it was back in the early 80s. And it will be terrible. Before Donald Trump got there with, I can't remember the mayor, really great during September 11th, but they actually got...
Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, and they were able to rebuild New York and Manhattan and Broadway, but he said it's just... He said it's gone now. The town is gone.
I have been there before when it was really bad in the 80s, early 80s in particular, and it was bad, then it got worse, and then it got really worse, and then Giuliani came in, and I think in 92 or so, and it was so much better than post 9/11. It was a completely different place. I went up there post 9/11, and I was amazed at how nice everybody was. I mean, people went out of their way to say hello. And I told somebody, I said, this is like a big, huge southern town now. People are really nice to you. Versus saying, what do you want?
I had some close friends of mine that went up there to assist with the funerals of all the firefighters and stuff. And we covered for them while they could go and work and up there, and the stories they had to tell to come back, I mean, it was amazing how nice the people were. The restaurants, you know, they didn't have to pay for a single meal. I mean, everybody was treating, if you were a firefighter or police officer in New York at that time, you were a superhero.
You were exactly right. Exactly right. Andy, are you a firefighter?
Retired firefighter, 23 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Dan. And, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. You're the only voice we got, this entire radio show, this radio station. Y'all the only voice we got. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
We're going to keep doing it until we get it right. Thanks, Andy, an awful lot for the kind words, and appreciate, again, your service. Yeah, I talked to friends of mine who go up to New York. They're still in Washington, and they don't go anymore. They went up one time to kind of see what it was like. Restaurants aren't open. Theater's not open. The fun things, Pen and Pencil, which is one of my favorite restaurants there. There are just great out-of-the-way delis and this kind of stuff. You can't eat there. Now, you can eat outside, but you can't eat in the restaurant. It's done. It's over. And it's like, one person put it, it's like, you're living New York life out of a brown paper bag. It's that bad. There are no bars that you're going to, and you can sit on the street corner if they've got outside seating. And said the area around Rockefeller Plaza, where you're around they have the tables around the plaza looking down on the ice skating rink. Those are very busy. But other than that, ain't nothing there. Said, matter of fact, they went to St. Patrick's Cathedral, which I always, when I take people to New York, we go to Rockefeller Plaza, then walk over to St. Patrick's, and they could see both of the Christmas tree, ice skating, St. Patrick's. They just opened up. They've been closed for like 4 months. It's incredible. John D., hang on for me, buddy. Coming back to you.